Cindy's online. G'day, Cindy.
Hi, how are you, Ray?
Good, darling. What's happening?
Well, I've just had a major incident at Randwick,
yeah.
which has upset me quite considerably.
What's happened?
I find myself to be an extremely good driver and competent driver. And I had an incident where I was in Belmore Road, Randwick, trying to park my car where a very selfish woman took up two parking spots, and I just dipped her to say, would you mind moving up a little bit so I could park behind her?
Sure.
She just stuck her finger up at me, basically, which I found to be quite offensive considering she was quite much older than me and she had an elderly lady with her.
Oh, dear.
So I just looked at her, shook her head and just thought, you know what, you're not worth it. As I went to go, a bike rider had come around from another road into where I was.
Yeah.
And I didn't see him. I went to go, but I didn't go. And he thought I was going to go.
Yeah.
Anyway, he started abusing me. And then as I wound my window down, I said, I'm sorry, I didn't see you, but I wasn't going to hit you.
Yeah.
Anyway, and he started yelling and screaming and then hit and kicked my car.
Oh, dear.
So I'd like fed up to say, what the hell? And he's like yelling and screaming, telling me to learn how to drive. I therefore yelled back to him, it would be nice if you guys had a registration as well. So I followed him down the side of the street. He's then hit my car again and then gone down a side lane where I couldn't chase after him.
Yeah.
I've run the police. I've said to the police, how is it fair that he can damage my car and yell abuse at me and be able to have my registration if I were to do something to him, but he can do it to my car or anybody else's car on the road for that matter and get away with it scot-free just by taking off and not having any way of knowing who they are as a rider on the road for them damaging your property and you not being able to see a registration or some sort of identification.
Cindy, all the questions you've asked are reasonable and I agree with you wholeheartedly. People who can't be identified on our roads, if bicycle riders want to have the rights that they enjoy on the roads, they should be identifiable via registration or via some number on their bike so we know who we're dealing with. I've got to leave it there, love. I've got some traffic to do. It's 30 minutes away from 10.